105.7 KOZZ Windows Classic Rock. I'm Max. I'm hanging out with our old friend James Young, the godfather of sticks. How are you, James?
Maximus, I'm doing wonderfully, thank you.
Now, before we get started with this big announcement about sticks, why don't we just touch on the fact that the Bears are playing some good football?
Well, you know, as you you and I talked about before, your linebacker who wanted a lot of money, apparently, the Bears were willing to pay it, and I think he's got a few injuries, but he's made a difference in a number of games, and
yeah.
For $100 and how much million they paid, it's about time the Halas family shook loose some of that cash
they've been making.
Khalil Mack.
Well, you know, it's sad as a Raiders fan watching greats like Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack get set loose, and you know, I'm glad because it doesn't seem like anything's going to get any better soon in Oakland. We've been hoping for so long, but the Bears doing well. So now, James Young of Sticks, we're talking to James Young of Sticks. Big announcement. You, the band Sticks, will be performing your latest album, The Mission, which, you know, totally highly acclaimed critically, sales really good. I mean, the fans love it, the critics love it. It's about a manned trip to Mars.
Yep.
And you know, it harkens back to other songs like, you know, David Bowie's Is There Life on Mars, Space Oddity from David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Elton John, Rocket Man. But this is a whole album about a manned trip to Mars.
Well, I mean, we have Come Sail Away in our catalog, and there's a song I wrote a long time ago called Man of Miracles, which was kind of an outer space sci-fi thing. So outer space, Styx is no strangers to this kind of a theme. But NASA, just in the last couple of years, you know, they had sent this deep probe that was supposed to sort of take pictures of the planet Pluto and things that were around there that our telescopes just couldn't kind of, even the Hubble couldn't quite, you know, figure out exactly what was going on up there. And they discovered a fifth moon of Pluto, and there was a contest to name it, and I guess Vulcan got the most votes, but there's already another celestial body by that name, so the second in line was STYX in terms of the number of votes, and so and that was the river through Greek, you know, Hades and Greek mythology.
Right.
So STYX is the name of the fifth moon of Pluto, and we really get kind of tied in with the NASA people, and I think it kind of inspired Tommy, and he got a chance to... And he and Lawrence and a bunch of the other guys went there. I've got the aerospace engineering degree, and I'm kind of bored with it all. But you know, we have lots of friends there at this point in time, and it just, I think it inspired Tommy to start writing that way.
Yeah, well, this is an amazing album, and you will be performing it from start to finish, top to bottom. At the Palms in Las Vegas, and there's a chance that KOZZ listeners. Well, one KOZZ listener will win a trip for two with tickets to the show, a one-night stay at the Palms, and $50 worth of dining. It's going to be a lot of fun for one lucky KOZZ listener. Now, you know, a lot of people have gone out to see the Queen movie, and, of course, Brian May, a degree in astrophysics,
oh,
and
yeah.
You, aerospace engineering. Did you ever meet Queen or Brian May?
I've spoken to Brian a couple of times, but ultimately, you know, they were brief things, and I never got to know him. Tommy's communicated with him a lot more, and somehow Tommy's daughter has also communicated with Brian. But you know, I'm a huge fan of the way Brian plays, and I was a huge fan of the band. I saw Queen when they started out, and it was just you know, phenomenal. I saw them play live, and then we opened for them once anyway in Toledo.
Yeah.
So I mean, I saw the whole thing happen, and I saw, you know, I didn't get to know the rest of them, but Brian, I meet briefly with when Paul Rogers was kind of became the lead singer of Queen
for one
American tour, because I'm friendly with Paul from the work we did with Bad Company back in. And our manager had manager Paul for a while. So
nice. We're talking to James Young, Sticks. The big news, Sticks will be performing The Mission in its entirety, their latest album, start to finish, down in Las Vegas at the Palms. Had a chance for one of you KSDZ listeners to go to Las Vegas, see the show, stay at the swanky, brand-new, newly remodeled Palms Casino, and have a big feast on us and Sticks. And James, how is, you know, last, I've seen you twice this last year, the arena show and also the indoor show at Lake Tahoe, and the band just continues, the guitars, the harmonies, the show is just epic, bar none, you know, and I'm looking forward to perhaps a chance for me to get in on this and see this, the mission from start to finish, because if you're a fan of Styx, you need this album. Get spares for your friends. And James, always a pleasure to talk. Hope you enjoy your day, and let's play some Styx right now.